Our lead story tonight is from the Northeast. Almost a week since the violent border dispute between Assam and Mizoram, and there seems to be no de-escalation of tensions. Though things at the border remain calm, last night, in an unprecedented move, Mizoram filed a case of attempt to murder and assault against the Assam chief minister. Just hours earlier, Assam police had summoned six top officials from the Mizoram side. And today, in response, the Assam chief minister says he's ready to join a probe, provided it is done by a central agency. Remember, it all started 6 days ago when the interstate dispute led to violence on the border, resulting in the death of six people. Now, violence has occurred just 2 days. This entire episode occurred just 2 days after Home Minister Amit Shah's meeting with the Northeast chief ministers as well. And since then, dispute, claims, counterclaims and advisories have flown, with chief ministers battling it out on Twitter, at various other public forums, FIRs being filed on both sides as well. But for the moment, it's a huge embarrassment for the state heads and also for the BJP, unable to resolve the matter between its allies on both sides.
It's an unprecedented move by the Mizoram police, an FIR against Chief Minister of Assam, Himanta Biswa Sarma, days after police forces of both states clashed in the border area less than a week back. Hours later, Himanta Biswa Sarma tweeted, "We'll be very happy to join in any investigation," but asked why the case is not being handed over to a neutral agency.
Jo jagah mein jhagra hua tha, wo jagah Assam ka tha, aur Assam ka hai. To isiliye Assam police ka hi wo jurisdiction banta hai case ke liye. Lekin agar koi case register hua hai, to acha hai, NIA jaas karega.
Himanta Biswa Sarma, his six top officials and 200 unnamed Assam police personnel have been booked under serious sections of the IPC, including attempt to murder and criminal conspiracy. Six Assam officials have also been summoned by Mizoram police.
So Ministry of Home Affairs intervened and announced the buffer zone, and Mizoram police also fired back as an act of self-defense.
Assam too has filed a case and has already summoned Mizoram MP, Wan Lal Vena and six state officials for investigation.
We have been fired, our people killed, and they are filing FIR against us only. So this shows that they want to prove things which is not true.
Meanwhile, support is coming in for both sides from rather unexpected quarters. Assam Chief Minister got support from his most vocal critic, activist turned MLA Akhil Gogoi. And a BJP MLA and minister from Meghalaya backed Mizoram's stand.
মুখ্যমন্ত্রীৰ ওপৰত গুছৰ দিয়াটো আমি কেতিয়াও মানি লব নোৱাৰো মুখ্যমন্ত্রীৰ ওপৰত গুছৰ উঠাই লব লাগে
স্পিৰিট শুড বি দেয়ার বিকজ উই হ্যাভ টু চেঞ্জ হিয়ার অলসো পাবলিক এণ্ড দা পুলিচ অলসো ইফ দিস পিপল অফ আসাম দে কিপ অন হারাসিং আৱৰ পিপল ইন দা বৰ্ডাৰ এৰিয়া
While Assam is locked in this tense standoff with Mizoram, the Assam government and Nagaland government have agreed to withdraw forces from the disputed border area in Desoi Valley Reserved Forest. With Ratnadeep Chaudhary, Joshua Chin for NDTV.
All right, so that was a wrap on what exactly is the update at the moment. Joining us tonight for an interaction is the Minister for State for Law and Parliamentary Affairs in Mizoram. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I just want to start by asking you, we have seen in the past 6 days escalation. We have seen in the past 6 days very strong attack on both sides of the border. And now, this unprecedented move in which you filed a case against the chief minister altogether, people would say that you are not making any attempt at this point to try and curb tensions.
Hello, pardon? The last sentence, please.
Sir, can you hear me now?
The last sentence, I can hear.
Sir, I want to understand. I want to understand what the government of Mizoram has done so far to de-escalate tensions.
Yes. Regarding the de-escalation, we are a peace state under the leadership of our Honorable Chief Minister Puzoram Thanga. We are trying to dissolve this dispute between the Assam and Mizoram with a table to sit at the table. And we are proposing for that with peacefully and without violence.
So you're saying you're trying to resolve the issue, but what we see from your side is a very sort of provocative FIR. How is that de-escalation?
That escalation, that FIR is for finding out justice, what the allegation is in both sides should be find out from the justice. We are seeking at justice.
So can I ask you this now, because I'm hearing a lot of diplomatic responses from you. I'm going to be very candid about that. I want to understand from you, what has Mizoram done so far, since in the past 6 days, that you can say that you've done your bit? You have tried to de-escalate issues and tensions from your side.
Yes. We are trying to de-escalation that now also.
Go ahead, sir. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Peacekeeping. Then here also, we are maintaining peace in Mizoram and as well as the outside our neighbor state, and within the Mizoram also, the non-Mizo people who are also staying there are happy here in Mizoram. We are not disturb them. We are not giving any problem. So, but we are help them. And the stranded people who are driver and handyman are also giving their foods here in Mizoram for the help of them, for making them happy here in Mizoram.
Right, sir. But what about your political allies on the other side of the border? What have you done to try and resolve issues with them?
Yes, we have tried many times since the government of India, under the chairmanship of Honorable Home Minister, the leadership and the Chief Ministers, Honorable Chief Minister, both side and Northeast Chief Minister are discussing about the boundary dispute and
They are discussing, you say? You're saying they are conversation with each other and they are talking? Because what we are seeing is FIR, a case of attempt to murder against the Chief Minister.
That is the consequence upon the illegal action done by the Assam. That is the consequence. FIR is the consequence of the illegal action done by Assam.
But you've named the Chief Minister, you've named the IG, the DIG, 200 other officials in that. People would take this as very provocative.
Yes, that is, we are provoking them because actually, they because of their order that avoidable incident was happened, so the justice should be fined by the law. From the law, we are trying to find out the justice.
Okay, let me get a response from you. The Assam Chief Minister now says that he's happy to join the probe, but he will only do so that unless it is done by a central agency. Is that something which would be okay with Mizoram?
That's okay. We are still open from the beginning, before the fire was started by the Assam also. We are silent on the boundary issue, but our resilience is knocking open now.
So I'm trying to understand from you, sir. Would Mizoram be okay with a central agency doing a probe in this matter? Is that something acceptable?
Okay. Yes, it will be acceptable The truth is acceptable if they are conducting with the truth without bias. We are accept.
All right. My last question to you, sir. This is happening against a chief minister who was said to be one person who really stitched together an alliance in the Northeast. Hemant Biswa Sarma was once seen as the person who stitched together so many alliances in the Northeast that led to the present governments being formed there. a probe like this, an FIR like this against him,
yes,
what does this say about how things are unfolding in the Northeast?
That is that the fault is very clear, that the innocent people are fired by the Assam first. So the innocent people, the innocent civilian, are fired by the Assam government led by their chief minister and IGP and all others. So that that political things is different on this criminal action, illegal action done by the Assam.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and giving your thoughts. But that is the Minister for State for Law in Mizoram saying that he's also okay to have a central agency actually probe this entire matter and get to the root cause of what exactly unfolded exactly 6 days ago and who stands at fault over here. Thanks so much for your time, sir. Let's take it forward with our panel now. We've got Mr. Jonathan joining us. He's a political analyst, supports the Mizoram government. On the other side, we've got Bhaskar Jyoti Gogoi. He's a political analyst from the BJP and is an Assam government supporter on this. Since I've already got a word from the Mizoram law minister over there, let me go into Bhaskar Jyoti Gogoi first. You just heard him. He's saying that they're okay to have a central agency probe this matter. But what's really shocking in all of this is perhaps the fact such a huge embarrassment, wouldn't you say, for the BJP? This is a time when we've seen actually BJP, legislators on both sides of the border being very critical of this matter as well.
See, the matter is like that these are all legacy conflicts. So in this kind of legacy conflicts, when situation intensifies, there will be some reaction from both ends. And, but what happened on the afternoon of 26 July is a heinous crime, actually. It was never seen before incident has happened. So, vis-a-vis that, now Mizoram government has slapped a case against our CM, which is very unfortunate, and I think it's a very childish behavior on their part, or maybe their political class is very divided, because there are some dialogues are also going on to resolve the matter for once and all. And at the same time, when the dialogues are going on, we see that the cases are being slapped here and there. So this do not augur well for the whole situation. What
you're
we want
this
though,
is
what
shaking, this, you're saying this is shaking the confidence of the dialogue process altogether, while in the middle of that, if you have an FIR like that against the chief minister.
Definitely. When Assam is all set to discuss and there are some major high-level, major from the top, if they are willing to discuss, then suddenly this thing comes up. It also goes away to look at how the Mizoram political situation is. So is Mr. Jairam Thanga in control, or there are other factions there?
All right. Mr. Jonathan, you want to respond to that?
Thank you, Sonal. I think in terms of the restraint that, the government of Mizoram has, proposed, while Assam government has announced travel advisory to, for Assam people to come to Mizoram, whereas my government, they have given out a notification for the free movement for travel within and outside of Mizoram for non-residents, Mizos as well.
But so, your government has gotten an FIR against the chief minister.
Well, as far as my understanding goes, this FIR is instigated by a civilian. It was submitted on the day of the fateful event on the 26th. A concerned citizen filed this FIR, not the government, right?
Isn't it filed by a student group there, which also has political links?
No, I suppose not. As far as my understanding goes, this FIR was filed by an individual and a concerned citizen.
Mr. Jonathan, I want to understand from you the entire picture over here on why it's taking so long to actually come to a resolution on this front. And while this problem has been, and the dispute on the border has been going on for quite some time, why things escalated to a level where we've seen loss of life? And how is it that despite having BJP allies and governments on both sides of the border, there is no resolution that is being reached out to, with even the Home Minister looking personally on this matter? Wouldn't you then say that, or would you see this as a failure of how BJP is handling the matter?
See, as we all know, the crux of the matter here is that, you know, Assam government has instigated a series of encroachments, and this is not the first time. So if we look back, if we track back the
dispute,
events,
I understand. I understand
right.
The dispute is at several points as well. It's been going on from 1994, etc. I'm talking about the political response to this.
Political response, yes. If you look at all the interviews, the statements that has been made out by our honorable chief ministers, you know, Students Union, the Central YMAs, the biggest NGOs, you know, they are calling every corners of the society. We are calling for restraint. We are calling for peace. We are calling for talks on the table. This is what is happening. And if you look at the interviews by certain MLAs and, you know, the Minister of Law also said that, you know, we always welcome discussion on the table. We don't want further confrontation. We want peace. We want tranquility.
Okay, let me give Mr. Gogoi a chance to respond to that, please.
If Mizoram government or your civil groups are calling for peaceful discussion, then why there is so much vitriol in social media? Why there are so many anti-Assamese hashtags going on in Twitter? So their actions say something, and their words say something on TNS, on national TV they say something, and their actions are different. So we have to wait and see how Mr. Joram Thanga reacts to it, whether he's fully in control of his government, or because killing six of Assam policemen by a sister police organization is something very heinous, and nobody said sorry. So, Mr. Jonah, would you say sorry for that? Will there be an apology for that?
Bhaskarji, yes, we are absolutely very sorry. We are very, very sorry. Our heartfelt condolences goes out to the bereaved families. This is the last thing that we wanted. And this condolences has been conveyed right from our honorable chief ministers to every personnel. This has gone down. We are very, very sorry. But if we look at how this took place, how did that fateful day of 26 July happen?
Last 10 seconds, please. Gentlemen, I'm running out of time. Last 10 seconds, Mr. Bhaskar, is just trying to complete his point. Mr. Bhaskar, please go ahead.
Mr. Jonathan, we all know we're having a very fractured relationship right now, but this is not gone beyond a point where it cannot be amended. So let's wait. Let's see if our Lovlina Borgohai wins the gold. Let us all celebrate that together, and let all the Mizo people and Assamese people get together on the occasion when she brings the gold to India.
Well, on that lovely note,
we
really hope the Chief Minister has also come out and perhaps make a joint statement so that we get some clarity over what exactly is happening.
Yes,
for the moment, we leave it there, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.